Griffin has walked to his studio every day. Yes, uphill both ways and sometimes in blinding snowstorms. To bring you 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Ooh-ha! The Doug Steffen's Good Day program on the air. Tuesday, February the 12th. Later in this hour, Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness person, will be here to make us feel the way we need to feel. Got to get those muscles going, get the energy going, create a hotter, drier, more valuable you, if you know what I mean. Automotive news from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Moore and Rich McFadden.
What's up?
Yes. Well, there are a number of things that are going on. General Electric had announced they were going to buy, they were trying to make a car, but they couldn't. So they went into the business of supporting somebody who was making electric cars and put in an order for 25,000 of them so that they could get this idea of being environmentally conscious sort of on the front page. A lot of people paid attention to the idea. Wow, this company's going to build 25,000 electric cars. This is sweet. The only problem is the people that run GE's Corporate Fleet Services Unit are having a hard time trying to figure out how they can get power for all these. They apparently already bought about 11,000 natural gas-powered pickup trucks and propane-fueled vehicles, various sizes, and having a hell of a time, if you'll pardon the use of that term, getting fuel. Because the idea, this is all great stuff. Electric cars, perfect. I looked at a Tesla the other day. They have a showroom in Santa Monica, so I stopped and looked at. You know, there's nothing in the front, nothing in the back. There's no engine. There's a trunk in the front and the back. There's no engine. The power plant is right behind the back seat, over the rear wheel. And it weighs about 400 pounds and is so compactly put in there, Richie. It is fascinating.
Cool.
To see how this thing, the car is $45,000 to $60,000. So it's very smooth looking and it's not outrageously priced. I didn't think it was anyway. And they've sold so far 14,800, the guy told me, of these cars. And they're making them somewhere in California, as a matter of fact. So anyway, General Electric, back to that story, has 30,000 vehicles for its own employees around the country. They also have a leasing division. They have a million cars that they lease. If it's a regular leasing company, like you'd get, there are a lot of leasing companies that are attached to banks. GE has a big finance unit, and so they own and operate about 1.4 million vehicles. So they're a large customer, and people pay attention to what they're doing. And so they said, okay, we want to buy these gas-powered cars, natural gas-powered cars. They want to buy electric cars. The problem is they can't get the infrastructure to support what it is that they're trying to do. And they're very frustrated with it, and I can imagine, because you have all this.
What kind of it? You mean getting fuel stations with the natural gas?
Right.
You know,
or finding the ability to plug the cars in that are electric that go 180 miles. Okay, so you're going up the PCH. I mean, or you're traveling across Nevada like I did, and there's 80 miles between service stations. Never mind how often you can stop somewhere and actually plug it in to get it charged up.
Most of those cars are for short
local
travel, where you know you're going 10 miles, 15 miles, and then back 15 miles, and then that's it.
Wow.
The funny thing of this is when I go to Colombia, okay, you know, borderline third world country, they have natural gas at all the pumps. All the taxis down there, little junk box taxis.
Like we make a big deal in this country of bus, bus operations in the cities being powered by natural gas. Everybody, wow, that's really progressive. Nonsense. It's all over the world, Europe.
It is. There, you know, should just be
better
more of it
because
we have tons of that stuff.
Well, the point
we have more natural gas here in this country than anywhere in the world.
Right. And the point is that we're talking a good game, but we're not delivering on it. You have all these people talking. The government says we got to do this, we got to do that. It's global warming, after all, that is responsible for the big snowstorm this last week and the one that's heading up the coast now. Roberta, you're going to be in big trouble now because there's another storm. And then there's all this stuff. The warm winter temperatures have led to pine beetle outbreaks, which are responsible for forest fires because they kill 20% of the trees. They get dry, and forest fires are created in the dry areas of California, Mexico, Arizona, yada, yada, yada. And the average temperature, by the way, according to some scientists, up by 9 degrees by the year 2100 on average in our country.
Speaking of scary nature stuff, did you guys happen to see the raining spiders on the news?
Awesome.
Raining
no.
Spiders, no.
Out of Brazil. In Brazil, it actually rains spiders. And I guess what happens is these weird Brazilian spiders, like, build, you know, they do their little webs and they colonize. So this is huge colony of spiders. I don't know if they have colonies like ants, but, you know, there's a family, a big neighborhood of spiders. And these certain winds will blow in Brazil, and when they do, they pick them up, and it actually sprinkles all the spiders down on you, and it rains spiders in Brazil.
That's awesome.
No.
One time we were downstairs in our house, and there was like this little dark spot on the wall. I was like, what is that? And I went and kind of scratched it and opened up the paint. It was a spider nest.
Right.
Which had opened.
It has little bitsy, bitsy spiders in it.
Little teeny, 100, 200 of these
like
things.
Like the size of a pin top, right?
Yeah. And I went and got the Raid or whatever I could find that I thought would kill these things, and I just started spraying that wall and called my exterminator and said, you get out of here. I don't want this stuff. But I'm telling you, it was just like a little army of spiders
How
attacking
the house.
How
do you say exterminator in Spanish?
Exterminator.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'd have to find out.
Exterminator. I thought you called the exterminator. Don't they down there? You had to call them in Spanish, or you call them in English?
No. My exterminator's an American guy.
Oh, really?
In Brazil. Connor's Pest Control. Highly recommend them.
Oh, you're talking about in your house in. I thought you were talking about down in.
No. I'm talking about in Fairfax, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
Not in. No, they don't have problems with the. Everything's built in cement. In Colombia, you don't have infestation. You don't have termites.
Got it. All right. Here's the one of the stories. The rumors that the SEAL story. This Navy SEAL interviewed by somebody in Esquire magazine, Phil Bronstein, did the interview, and everybody's talking. Or not everybody. A lot of people are talking about it. And the reason I'm bringing it up now is because once again, it focuses on all of the things that are problems with men and women who are in the service that don't have proper. Service, they don't have proper, they're not being taken care of. And this guy's a very visible example of why we need the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Purple Heart, Roberto, will you stop breathing so heavily? You're making me, like, wish that I were somewhere close.
She's hot for you.
But not to you. All right, anyway, the story of the Purple Heart Service Foundation begins with a dedication that lots of volunteers have and continue to have for our wounded soldiers who are returning home, or sometimes veterans who just can't get the service help that they need, because this story goes on ad nauseum every day. This fellow that's interviewed in Esquire talks about not being able to get insurance and nobody told him that he could have had it for himself. And there are those who say, well, if he'd looked at the fine print, why should we have to fight with why should they have to fight with us? They've done what we asked them to do, so make it easy for them, for God's sakes. And that's what the Purple Heart Service Foundation does. They're dedicated. What a shame that we have to have a nonprofit organization dealing with these problems, but we do. So here's how you help them help veterans in need. Call 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. You can donate cash. You can use your credit card for donations. You can give them an unwanted vehicle or a boat or something like that. Anything that you would like to give, they will accept. And the donations that you give are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donations so they can exist to help veterans who aren't being helped by the government. 877-743-1631.
breathed into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Monday, Texas is being overrun by some of the baddest cars to ever hit the road. But they'll have to go through these two first.
Fired up!
Woo! Richard and Aaron are back for an all-new season of
Fast and Loud.
Fast and Loud.
Restoring the cars you know and love.
Shelby. 59 Apache short bed.
32 Ford.
And having a damn good time doing it. Fast and Loud. New season premieres Monday at 9 on Discovery.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch to berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La la la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Last year I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund. And accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Now 19 after on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Richie and Roberta. More car news. A lot of motorists don't know it. As you're driving to work this morning, think about this, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. It's likely that every time you get before or behind the wheel of a new car, there will be a black box. Story at DougSteffen.com today. The government wants to put a black box, like the airplanes have in every car.
But this is to protect you.
Oh, of course it is. It's for your, it's in your,
it's for your safety.
Right, like the TSA. We're here to protect you. Yep. So, September of next year, cars will all have, apparently there are some cars that have them now already, and you just don't know it. But you can be followed.
Let me tell you something. If your car is enabled with GPS, it's already there.
Yep.
If you have a cell phone on in your car, it's already there.
Think about OnStar. They can tell you where you are. They can tell you where to go. I mean, they can talk to you in your car, not just so they know where you are. You
this is all mandated. The government in bed with the insurance companies.
Unless you throw away all of your credit cards, your cell phones, your everything.
Yeah, but this is aimed at providing the insurance companies with proof of who is responsible for an accident. The insurance companies have pushed the government to do
this. That's interesting.
I want to meet these nuggets, you sign up for these free things from the insurance company to put in your car to track you, to get your discount for safe driving.
Your nuggets, that's
you're
a good
crazy,
way to put
man.
It. Right. 21 after on Good Day.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Today we're looking back at 1989.
Jen, oh.
Do you remember who was in this video? Let me give you a hint. You guys ready?
Yeah.
2020 news quiz to my compadres here. Ready?
Yeah, right.
No.
Arsenio Hall?
That's it. Very really? Good, boys. Yes, he was in this video with her.
I got it before Richie did. You know
you did.
That.
You really did.
So this is the number one song for this week in 1989 as we go back over the last 25 years of the Good Day program to figure out what songs we remember and what songs we don't. That's Paula with Straight. When did she actually get started? When did her career?
This was it.
Yeah, this was
right
it.
This was her first big hit.
All right, let's move it up, ratchet it up. 10 years, Richie, to the number one song during this week in 1999. Monica. An Angel of Mine.
I look at you, looking at me. Now I know why they say the best things are free.
What? This is a big song.
I'm sure she doesn't like it. It's a good pop song. Recognizable and rememberable. I remember this song. She a one-hit wonder, Jen?
No, she did a couple of songs. She did a duet with Brandy that was pretty big.
Oh, okay. 25 after, as we review some of the music from the history of the Good Day program. Back to this week in 2005, Richie. Let's see if we can find Destiny's Child.
That's got some energy to it.
I love this. I hope Destiny's Child goes back on tour together someday.
Let's hope.
I hope. One can pray.
Right. Now let's check out our videos of the day. A couple of good ones this week so far. Yesterday, did you see how cute that video was? If you needed a daily dose of cute yesterday and you didn't get it, go to the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. The video today features a baby who comes to life when her favorite song comes on. Very
Gangnam
cute.
Style. She's in the back seat of the car, knocked out, passed out asleep. And all of a sudden, Gangnam Style comes on the radio, and she is up and dancing in a split second, and it is hysterical.
Very cute. Yep. All right, so also at DougStephan.com, this one is going to disturb you. This is not meant to be fun. This is the story of the Argus IS. Today's video explains how the world's highest resolution video surveillance platform is being put into drones everywhere you turn now. This is the story of the year as far as I'm concerned. It is complete surveillance. We were just talking about the black box in your car. Now the Argus IS, these high-resolution cameras that can from 17, 18, 19,000 feet in the air, like the low-flying airplane, can get you tying your shoelaces, can see you picking up a baseball.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Clarity.
You can see this kid twirling around in a parking lot with drone technology. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah. And now it's being it's available and being used and probably watching you right now. How much of this stuff is it gone?
I'd like to buy a missile launcher, please, if anybody out there has one, so that I can shoot one of these down from my backyard.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, where does it stop?
You know, the state of Virginia, the General Assembly of the state of Virginia ruled last week that it would be illegal for the government to use drones for surveillance purposes over the state of Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Yippee-ki-yay. I'm glad I live here.
Yeah.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Can they actually, is there any teeth to that?
I don't know. We'll see.
Speaking of teeth, Bill Maher commenting on Donald Trump and his suit against him for sort of welching on the $5 million bet. Maher says Donald Trump has to learn two things. One, what a joke is. Two, what a contract is.
Didn't sound like a joke to me.
No, it didn't sound like a joke to me at all. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Chapstick it to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La la la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Mardi Gras. This is Fat Tuesday before Ash Wednesday.
It's the last day of Mardi Gras, Doug.
I'm not sure how much I know about it.
They've already had some shootings and stuff. Yeah, I mean, Mardi Gras is well underway.
Four were shot over the weekend on Bourbon Street. When did it all start with the Super Bowl game? And then
No. It's been going on since February. Since about 2 weeks now.
Yeah, because they had to delay some of the parades, I think, because Super Bowl was in town.
Right. Yes.
Really? So when does it all start? Take me back a little bit to the history of this, because I don't pay a lot of attention to Mardi Gras. I'm not like you guys are all over it. One
of the reasons I love Jazz Fest is because it's very mature. It's not near as crowded. It's very manageable. Mardi Gras is just pure craziness. Let's see here. January 28th. Parades will begin on January 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And run through, looks like, March 1st.
Really? Yeah.
March 4th.
Yeah.
So Tom is down there right now, and he says, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he says, you may as well, just forget about doing anything in New Orleans other than Mardi Gras. The schools are closed. Businesses are closed. Oh, yeah. Huh. The whole town is into Mardi Gras.
The last day of carnival season is the day before Ash Wednesday.
Hmm. Which is
the
today.
First day of Lent.
Yeah. Which is today.
Last day.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's Ash Wednesday.
I think I made the same mistake last year, the year before, and the year before that, not remembering that Mardi Gras was the end. I don't get into these big celebrations and this kind of stuff. A lot of people think it's cool. That's fine. It just doesn't mean anything.
It's 46 days before Easter is Mardi Gras. The Tuesday of Mardi Gras.
Then, in fact, it must be that it starts with the first of the year, right after the first of the year. Is that in essence?
No.
No.
46 days back?
From Easter.
Well, no, no. Fat Tuesday.
Oh, it's 46 days back from Easter.
From Easter, right.
Oh, I didn't hear you say it that way. Explain yourself there, Roberta, will you please? I have promised that Andrea Metcalf will be here to help us in our physical, our routine, our regimen, if you will. And one of the things that we like to do before Andrea gets here is have a little laughter. So in just a moment, it sounds better if it's laughter at 10 after. But so it's at laughter at 38 after?
There you go. That still rhymes.
All right, it's okay. All right, stand by on Good Day.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new HIT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new HIT card at discover.com.
It's 22 before the hour. Andrea Metcalf is here. She is a fitness expert. She is referred to as a celebrity fitness expert, in fact, by some people who want to, they love celebrities, and so you're a big-time celebrity. Like a big-time celebrity. But before we get to Andy's report, we always are interested in having a little laughter. So it's 38 after the hour, and I have instructions on how to install a home security system in the southern part of the United States.
Uh-oh, here we go.
All right, first thing you do, you go to Goodwill and buy a pair of size 16 boots. Then the next thing you do is place them on your front porch along with a copy of Guns and Ammo magazine.
Yeah.
Then you put four giant dog dishes next to the boots and the magazine. You leave a note on the door that reads, "Bubba, me and Marcel, Donnie Ray and Earl, went out to get more beer and ammo. Be back in an hour. Don't mess with the pit bulls. They got the mailman this morning and messed him up pretty bad." I don't think Killer took part. But it was hard to tell from all those bloody messes. Anyway, I locked all four of them in the house. Better wait outside. Be back soon. Signed, Cooter.
Cooter.
All right. So it's time for you to meet Andrea Metcalf, in case you have never met her before. Yeah. All right. She has an English bulldog, a little larger than my English bulldog, guarding her house. All right. How much does your bulldog weigh?
Mine weighs about 54, 55 pounds.
Right, looks heavier.
Tell everybody what your bulldog's name is.
My bulldog is named Wrigley, but I call her Piggy.
Yeah. Piggy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're blogging about losing weight. One of the things that I think we need to sort of keep in mind, or this is maybe my skew on this, Andrea, the way that people lose weight is often not the proper way to lose weight. And a lot of time we confuse or connect, maybe a little of both, losing weight with exercise. I don't think that the people who will just exercise to lose weight have the right mindset. You ought to be losing, you ought to be exercising every single day. And in doing that, maybe you want to lose weight, maybe you don't. I know a lot of people that want to turn fat into muscle would rather do that than they're not so conscious of the weight as to how they look.
I will tell you that I exercised for a year doing Taekwondo 4 days a year, very rigorous exercise.
Four
I did
days
not
a week,
lose
maybe?
4 days a week, thank you. Yeah. And I did not lose weight until I watched what I was eating.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty common, too. I look at the whole obesity thing that's going on and some of the New Yorkers or New Jersey people who say that, you know, I'm the healthiest fat person there is. Well, there are a lot of people who are overweight that are exercising, but it's the weight itself and the subcutaneous fat that's the real risk factor here for us. So we have to change our diets and try and eat healthier and eat less calories to lose.
And is there a guideline? When you have somebody, I can't imagine that there's something that applies to everybody because everyone is different. Their body chemistry is different, their muscular stature, their bones, all of that sort of thing. So how do you know what to do? First of all, do you advise some of your clients as to how they want to look? If somebody comes to you and says, I want to look this way versus I want to feel this way, what do you say to them?
Well, you're exactly right. More people will come in and say, I hate the way I look than I hate the way I feel.
Right.
But they do notice that once they start exercising and losing weight, that they do feel a lot better. In fact, if you get a consistent program of cutting down a couple hundred calories a day, 200 to 300, then you can, and you start exercising, you're going to find in 2 weeks' time, you feel a lot different, the more energy, you're sleeping better. It's something that it's like a magic point at 2 weeks. And after about 6 weeks, your body shows significant changes that other people will start to see. But, you know, there isn't one formula, like you said, Doug. You can't tell someone just cut off 200 calories because they may only be 100 pounds and only taking in 1,000 calories. And now we've gotten down into that really low calorie range. Anything under 1,000 calories is a little bit too less for any person, no matter.
13, isn't it 1350 or 1450 calories for women and 1850 for men?
You mean as a regular consumption?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right, because you're talking, if you took your weight, say you're 135 pounds, you're going to need around 1,350 calories a day to maintain your weight. So if you say 1,400, which is a 140-pound woman average, yes, and 1,850 for man, and a man's 185 pounds average, yes, and that will maintain your weight. But there are other factors that come into play, like how much lean muscle mass you have. The more lean muscle mass you have, the fitter you are, the more calories you can consume. I mean, I think we've heard about Michael Phelps, you know, taking in 8,000 to 10,000 calories a day when he's in training.
Right.
Well, that's, you know, we have people who do that who aren't in training, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, and Andrea, there are so many tools to be able to help you. One of the things I've used in the past is the Livestrong app that helps you count your calories. Assuming that's not a popular app these days. But, you know, there are so many calorie counting apps where you just say, okay, I ate a salad at Ruby Tuesdays and it had this and blah, blah, blah. And they have all of these things stored in their database. So they know what you ate, tuna fish with two slices of wheat bread and a slice of tomato and a slice of cheese or whatever it is. And then yesterday I was at the Apple store and I was looking at the Nike Fuel wristband.
Yep.
That actually, as you walk during the day, Doug, will sync up with your iPhone, the app on your iPhone, mm-hmm. and it will tell you how much activity you had during the course of that day.
I got my data Fitbit, which is the same thing. It monitors your steps. It also monitors how much and how well you sleep at night.
I saw that one, too. Yeah, I kind of like that one. It monitors your sleep, like when you fall asleep, I guess when you stop moving around, and then when you wake up, and it's just neat. So there's so many ways that you can kind of challenge yourself. Okay, I walked this amount of steps this day. I was this active this day. Tomorrow I'm going to do more.
Well, that's all. Go ahead, Andrew. I'm sorry.
I said there's also the Jawbone, which is a little bit more stylish, but it's very similar to the Fitbit.
That's what I saw.
My favorite app right now, and you guys should check this out, is called Figwe. And what it shows is, like, say you're having beans. It shows a plate, and you can increase the amount of beans on the plate and see how many calories, fiber, and protein is, or you can decrease. and it shows a typical 8-inch plate, white plate, and you can put any food on it to figure out what the calories are. What I love about it, it's not so much about tracking calories, but the awareness of, oh my gosh, if I have navy beans instead of kidney beans, or if I have a whole plate of lettuce, this is only 50 calories, and you can really see visually the numbers. And I think that's what really helps people. I mean, I envy New Yorkers, because on every fast food menu, the numbers and the calories are there, and I think that curbs your decision-making process. I know it does mine.
But you still have to exercise. You still have to build up your muscles. You've still got to keep that skeleton strong no matter what. So it seems to me that's the proper, you're losing weight, thinking about what you're eating, but also keeping your activity quotient high, because without that, you lose all the weight and still be in horrible shape.
You're exactly right, Doug. And not just about exercise, but it's consistent exercise, daily activity.
Yep.
Find something you like to do and get at it.
Yep. There's the word from Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru. You can check her out at AndreaMetcalf.com or NakedFitness.com. She's always blogging and tweeting and all that other good stuff. So we learn lots from you, Andrea. Thank you. Always good to have you here on Good Day. Here's something for men who are looking for the same sort of thing we were just talking about, performance and muscle mass. You need to have your exercise routine needs to, at the end of the day, enhance your musculature. You may not want it to be larger, but you want it to be able to perform. Without muscles, your body falls apart. A lot of times people say, oh, I don't want to look, some women want, I don't want to look like a man.
Right. My wife is in great shape. She's very muscular, just naturally, but she's like, my back hurts. I'm like, you need to start working out more. You need to start building that infrastructure.
Well, she doesn't need T-Gen with Nitro Boost. You might, for the same reasons, Richie. You might need this, but she probably doesn't need this.
No, she
probably
doesn't.
Yeah, she might. Nitroglycerin. Nitric oxide is good for men and women because it gets maximum blood into the right areas so that when you are exercising, you get the maximum benefit in terms of muscle mass and strength, which is what you want when you exercise. And the best way for men to get that is to use this product called T-Gen. It has Nitro Boost. T-Gen with Nitro Boost. T-Gen will increase your free testosterone. The nitric oxide will take your experience to a new level. More success because there's more benefit from exercising this way. The ingredients in T-Gen with Nitro Boost are clinically shown to safely and naturally raise your free testosterone levels while at the same time burning some of the extra calories and stuff. That's very cool. So here's how you get T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Men, you're going to want this. Get on board now. Dial 800-631-6443. No matter what your age, you can use a little extra natural testosterone, and the nitric oxide is something that we all need to have. I bet you didn't know that, but now you do. 800-631-6443. Mention Doug Steffen. Get T-Gen with Nitro Boost at half price. 800-631-6443.
Introducing a faster way to push-to-talk. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push-to-talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Monday, Texas is being overrun by some of the baddest cars to ever hit the road. But they'll have to go through these two first.
Fired up!
Richard and Aaron are back for an all-new season of
Fast and Wild.
Fast and Wild. Restoring the cars you know and love.
Shelby. 59 Apache Short Bed.
32 Ford. And having a damn good time doing it. Fast and Loud. New season premieres Monday at 9 on Discovery.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Today, we're looking back at 1998.
If the furnace breaks, oh, it could be so nice growing old with you.
It's Adam Sandler, Growing Old With You, from The Wedding Singer, number one movie during this week in 1998. The Good Day show celebrating its 10th anniversary when this was making it. I always, at the beginning, Chucker, stayed away from Adam Sandler and his music. I just, music, movies, I don't like anything. And then one, I forget how I got into his field of...
you didn't like him for a long time because you thought he was silly and stupid. Yeah, and then you realized he was silly and stupid and started to love him.
And I enjoyed Yes, right, exactly. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here to discuss what the movie news is for today. And also, we have a movie contest. We have a swell prize for you if you can identify this movie, which was number one during this week in 2005. A very likable, very watchable, lots of just good moments in this movie. Here's the first clue.
8 out of 10 women believe that the first kiss will tell them everything that they need to know about a relationship.
Got it. Never even saw it.
Is that true? Do you think that's true, Jennifer?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Tell a lot.
One out of... Give me that again. Richie, play that clip again.
8 out of 10 women believe that the first kiss will tell them everything that they need to know about a relationship.
8 out of 10 women say the first kiss, huh? First, this is something to remember.
Very important.
So, dude, if you're kissing like a dog, you are in trouble.
Yep.
First kiss tells you the whole thing about the relationship. Really? Including how long it'll last? What do you think of that?
Well, I think, I don't know if it's the length of the relationship, but it tells you what kind of person you're kissing.
Or it'll tell you whether the relationship will continue or not.
Right. If it has any longevity at all.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. All right, so Chucker, you know what this movie is. Jennifer does, Roberta does, I think, at this point, but we'll play along.
Roberta doesn't know anything.
Okay. 888-302-DOUG to identify this movie for a swell prize. Here's the second clue.
No matter what, no matter when, no matter who, any man has a chance to sweep any woman off her feet. Just needs the right broom.
Really? Okay, you believe that, Jennifer? Can any man sweep you off your feet if he tries hard enough?
I think so.
Really? How about you, Roberta?
I think so.
Richie, have you tried that with any women?
Yeah, I've tried it. No, it's a fail.
You didn't try hard enough.
Trust me. No,
the fail is on you, my friend.
I tried hard. Trust me.
Try, and try again. All right, last clip.
Tonight, I want you to meditate on the image of an iceberg. You know why I want you to do that? Because I'm cool? No.
This is a cool movie.
It's a good movie.
Very likable. All the characters, very likable.
Well, you know, the co-star in that movie surprised a lot of people, and at least four or five more movies off that.
Yeah, it did. It opened up a lot for him. You're right. 888-302-3684. If you know what the movie is, call us now. Chucker's got movie news just after this.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hi, Chucko. What's in the movie news bag?
We'll start with some TV news, Doug. AMC's The Walking Dead returned on Sunday night to record ratings, 12.3 million viewers. With the repeat episode, it did almost 17 million.
Wow.
Which I must say is pretty impressive for basic cable and the end of the world zombie show. As I was saying to Rich off the air, I would say that this show, Doug, is the best show I've seen on TV since Lost went off the air. And that's saying a lot. You'll disagree, but trust me, it's a terrific piece of television. Other news, Ben Stiller agreeing to return for a third Night of the Museum film, which comes out December 2014.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah, I guess the mortgages do.
All right, here we go. Dan is in Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania. What's the name of that movie, Dan? It's Hitch, right, exactly. Kevin James and Will Smith did a nice job of that movie. All right, so you get a nice prize. Thank you very much. Chucky, your prize. Come back tomorrow here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.